Ladies and gentlemen, the Civil Service Board meeting for September 8th, 2015 is now called to order. I would ask you to all please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next, we'll have our roll call.
Chairman Dennis Reichardt.
Here.
Vice Chair Curtis Stout.
Here.
Commissioner Dan Carlone.
Here.
Commissioner Evelyn Alexander.
Here.
Also present, we have Henry Impenio with the City Attorney's Office.
Our first item for today is public comments. If anyone would like to make a comment at this time, I don't see any takers. So we'll move on to item AB, agenda additions. Do we have any additions today?
No agenda additions.
Moving on to our consent calendar, I would ask for a motion that consent calendar items A1 be adopted. Would any of the commissioners like to pull the item for discussion? I'd ask for that motion.
So moved, Chair.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Passes unanimously. That ends our consent calendar for today. Our next item is A2, a request by the General Manager Water Department to approve revised testing standards for Principal Engineer, Principal Accountant, Water Reclamation Operations Superintendent, and Water Reclamation Plant Supervisor. I'd ask for a motion that the request be approved to revise the testing standards for Principal Engineer, Principal Accountant, Water Reclamation Operations Superintendent, and Water Reclamation Plant Supervisor to application review and civil service supplemental questionnaire review. If I can have the motion.
Move to approve with comment.
Second.
Go ahead.
Rebecca, you don't have the civil service staff doesn't have a problem with these revised testing.
You know, these positions are at a higher level.
I understand. That was my thinking also.
Yeah, and I really don't. As a matter of fact, for the most part, with the exception of perhaps the principal engineer and principal accountant, particularly all the water reclamation positions, require such extensive training in terms of certifications. There are so few that qualify. Generally, we're under that 10, which we would waive it anyway. But for the principal engineer and accountant, you would probably be looking at screening to most qualified with water experience.
But they also need degrees.
And they need degrees.
Yeah.
So I really think that the screening interview isn't the best application to get us the strongest candidates for these particular positions.
Thank you.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Our next item is item A3, a request by the General Manager, Water Department, to waive the Civil Service Oral Exam one-time Environmental Supervisor. I'd ask for a motion that the request be approved to waive the Civil Service Oral Exam one-time for the Environmental Supervisor. If I can have the motion.
So moved.
A second?
Second.
All in favor?
I do have a question.
Oh, we'll have to send them. Go ahead.
I was going to ask Rebecca, is that explanation she had for two applies to three?
This one's
or is this separate?
It is separate, and it's a little unique in that the qualifications are such that we get a large number of those that meet the minimum qualifications. What the department has been struggling with is people that have more specialized experience, particularly with water. So they would like to, ran through a recruitment in June. Of that, and I can give you the stats on that just to have a general idea, we received, after a month's period of time, 71 applications.
Oh, wow.
We did screen them to most qualified based on those that had specific experience and a hard science degree. This particular classification actually serves two divisions within the department. One is more on the safety side and the other is environmental. And so on the environmental side, they really struggle with people that have that extensive qualifications. And maybe John can weigh in if you would like to add more. But in any event, during that period of time, we screened to most qualified. We had 15 candidates that met those parameters, moved them forward, ended up with 8 after the screening interview. And after the department interviewed them, they just didn't feel that they met the needs of the department in terms of their skills and qualifications. So they're looking to hire an external recruiter that can help them maybe identify people in the field nationally. that might be interested in moving to the city of San Bernardino. So that's going to be their approach this time around, so.
So that's why it's one time?
Yes, because they're really going to try a different approach, see if it works. It's not that they don't have a number of people that meet the minimum qualifications, it's just looking for that higher level skill. And when you're going to an outside recruiter, having them then push those candidates through a screening interview probably isn't the best approach when we're actively recruiting them from other agencies.
But we just did all this in June, you said?
We just did this in June and ended up not finding somebody that the department felt was a good fit.
Out of 70-some.
Out of 70-something, yes. And it is, like I say, this is kind of a specialized area within the department. And I don't know, John, do you have more that you would add specific to that, having gone through the interview process?
Right, it's a very specialized, as Rebecca said. We're really looking for somebody that has experience, that understands the laboratory aspects of water and wastewater, also the regulatory aspects. So we are permitted by South Coast Air Quality Management District, the State Water Resources Control Board, the Department of Public Health. And so we're hoping that using another agency to help us recruit and screen applicants, we'll get a better list of candidates.
Question? What is your title within the Water Department?
I'm the Director of Water Reclamation.
Thank you. Lost my train.
that title.
With all the things that you said you were looking for, are those things in the job spec?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Will you have any control or working with the outside recruiters at all?
We will, and that they still have to submit an application, and it still has to be screened through civil service in terms of meeting the qualifications. Really what we're talking about is going to be more proactive. So with our staff in place, we don't have the ability to be as proactive where we're actually actively contacting, calling up people that are working in the field and other agencies and inviting them to submit their applications. We're really at this point reviewing applications that have been submitted. So that's what this third party recruiter is going to be doing, is more of that proactive recruitment effort. But the applicants will still have to submit an application and we will still have to review it, ensuring that they're meeting the qualifications. What we would be doing if the board approves the waiving of the civil service oral is that screening interview would be removed. So, and we will likely still be approaching it in terms of screening to most qualified. As I said, this job spec really is fairly broad in nature. This one division is very specialized. So they're really looking for somebody with a hard sciences background, both experience and education-wise, which is more challenging to recruit for.
And one more question. It's coming out of Water Department's budget for the outside agency, not your budget?
It is.
Okay.
That was my other question. And this strictly for the environmental supervisor position.
That is strictly for that particular position.
And only for that position?
Yes.
That you waived that?
Yes, with the exception of the motion prior, which was a permanent changing of their testing.
I understand, but this one here would be just on this position one time?
Yes.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. The next item is, thank you, is item A4, correspondence. Do we have any correspondence today?
No correspondence today.
Okay. Moving on to item A5, Charter Review Committee consideration of charter sections related to civil service, including but not limited to charter sections 246 through 261, with the exception of 260. Okay, and we're to discuss making recommendations to the Charter Review Committee.
So, if I might state that the reason that I included this on the agenda is about a year ago, I remember when the Charter Committee was going through possible revisions to the Charter. And of course, we did have one change that ended up being put on the ballot and passed related to civil service specifically. At that time, the board had given the directive and you'd weighed in with some input in terms of language to those areas that do affect civil service and possibly going back to that Charter Review Committee that's still meeting twice a month now and making recommendations in terms of language changes that we might want to look at. And so we prepared something and it is now in Henry's hands, but before Henry expends more staff time and reviewing and making or providing feedback to the board relative to that language change. I just wanted to bring to your attention that the Charter Review Committee, if I don't know if any of you have been closely following recently, have really made a change in their approach of how they're going to be looking at charter revisions. And instead, right now, they're looking at, instead of making individual language changes within the charter, a wholesale replacement of the charter specifically. So rather than expending more time in terms of making specific language change recommendations, I just wanted to confirm and make sure that you were comfortable with us not proceeding down that path any longer, given that shift in focus from the Charter Committee. And then talk about the fact that, as a matter of fact, on the 15th, they were scheduled to meet on the 8th, but because of the council meeting, they were scheduled for the 15th. A discussion for the skeleton provisions related to civil service elections and ethics will be considered. And so at this stage, I think really where we would be looking at providing input is just from the board's perspective, whether or not civil services that currently exist should continue or be modified or those types of things in terms of just making a broader recommendation to the Charter Committee. Now at this stage, they're just starting with that general discussion. No specifics have been put in place. Certainly any of the board members, if you wish to weigh in at this stage, you could come to that meeting. And then I, of course, will attend and see kind of where they're at and provide you ongoing feedback and information relative to that. And when they get into the more specifics, that will probably be the easier, more focused time for the board to have more specific input to the committee. So I'd certainly welcome any of your thoughts, and I want to make sure that we're going down the path that you want us to be going down.
Evelyn?
I just have, from what I had heard very early in the Charter Committee, because I did follow it early on, and then, you know, you don't have so many days to follow stuff like that. But one, I can envision probably somehow consolidating HR and the civil service. And you know, it sort of makes sense to me. However, one thing that I would really like to see is the outside board continue, whether it's all one big department or two departments. But I think the civil service board, for the sake of hearings, should continue, you know, and I don't know how we would want to pursue that. You know, it would depend on how the committee moves, you know. Mm-hmm. And if, for example, just, you know, I know they're not going into particular. I hate Rebecca's title. You know, outside of City Hall, it doesn't mean anything to anybody. I think that position should be a director. And in her job description, it's the chief examiner and secretary or something. But I've always hated that title. But anyway, just, you know, food for thought as we move on.
Yeah, I think it's going to be an opportunity for us with the information that comes back. We'll
right.
be able to compare and contrast. My real concern here is that originally civil service was put together to stop cronyism.
Right.
And all the and things like that as an independent board.
It's because you and I go back a long way.
Yeah, where people, there were politicians before
sure.
this all happened. You know, I mean, their whole family was in
yeah.
particular departments, and they'd hire people that were specifically politically
sure.
put in those positions.
Yeah.
And I think as an independent board, we all have to ensure that that doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. And when you just have HR there, without an independent organization that's separate, that's why the appointments are made the way they are, every 2 years.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Supreme Court, where you don't get everybody out there from
yeah.
the same place at the same time. So that's my concern, but I most certainly think this is, you know, if we can compare and contrast with the ideas that come forward, if, you know, if it's not
mm-hmm.
broke, you don't have to fix it,
yeah.
but if it needs fixing, go ahead and do it. You know, we as a group here can all sit and talk about it and come up with some good ideas, I'm sure.
Well, I know mayor after mayor after mayor has wanted to get rid of civil service, you know.
Oh, certainly, yeah.
Mainly because they can't control our chief examiner,
yeah.
you know. And I don't mean to be negative towards the mayor, and I can understand that, you know. Our chief examiner is a department head, and just like the library, it's a department head, and yet the city manager has nothing to do with them, you know. But anyway, yeah, I agree.
There's other charters like the we're talking about using examples of Orange County Charter to take our charter, throw it away, And, you know, so they have a charter so thick, you know, Orange County is like 8 pages or something like that. So I'm not sure if their charter has a board like this here, but I know they're looking at it, and we're pushing, you know, there's a bunch of us that are pushing to stop trying to pick and choose and go through it, just throw it away and look at successes. Don't try to reinvent the wheel, you know. This one works, and it's a similar type city, you know, use that. So we probably need to look at that. We probably need to see if, I'm going to use Orange County as an example, it's very similar, if that charter has an independent board like this. I'm not sure if it does or not.
I think another one that was brought forward was Long Beach.
Yeah.
It was real short.
So was Palm Springs. Palm Springs was short. But
some cities have, they may not have a civil service board, but they often do have a personnel review board, that's set up not necessarily through the charter, but through their municipal
ordinances.
And ordinances, which is another way that it could be approached. But there are other cities that set it up as part of the charter to ensure, you know, that it remains as a consistent component.
Well, when I was inquiring with the fellow that I was hoping might be appointed to the board, he was a retired lieutenant at LAPD, and as soon as I mentioned what we did, then he says, oh, that's like our review board. So I think many cities have this type of thing. It's just not called a civil service board. But ours has such antiquated language in it, you know. And just looking at my notes here, I need the definition of an officer. You know, it says an officer will do blah, blah, blah. Well, what's an officer? You know?
Yeah, there's a lot of that. And it certainly could be abbreviated in some areas, no question. And still the charter has sections in it that no longer apply, like with the school boards and those kinds of things. So.
And we certainly don't have the number of employees we had a year ago, that's for sure.
That's a very different picture.
The police department, the water department, and a few other small departments.
Yeah. Another one, in there it talks about employees, and I only have the word, I don't have the whole thing here, but character. Well, who describes what character is, you know? So
yeah,
it needs a lot of areas, you know, just the old language.
Yes, it definitely is. So I just want to make sure that you're comfortable with us not proceeding down the path of expending more time and not expecting us to come back with language revisions at this stage, but kind of shifting the approach to move along with where the Charter Review Committee is. And certainly welcome any of you to attend on the 15th if you're able.
Where are they meeting, at EDA?
They are meeting in the EDA conference room.
It's not the 21st?
It's not the 21st. They will be meeting again on the 21st. Normally they meet the same days that the Civil Service Board meets. They were scheduled to meet today, but because of that, they rescheduled for the 15th. So right now that's the tentative date, of course. Okay. It could potentially change, but that's what they tentatively plan as a rescheduled date.
Mr. Chairman, if I may just comment, I don't attend the Charter Review Committee meetings. The City Attorney Gary Sines attends those, and I haven't had much discussion with him. I would suggest that when that committee is at a point where they're looking at various charters of cities and counties, picking and choosing those that they would like to focus their attention on, they may want to share with the Civil Service Board a copy of those charters and have you review them and see if there's provisions in there that you have concerns about or interest in.
I think that's a great suggestion, because you have provided all of us with copies of the relevant information from the city charter, and that would be a great opportunity so we could actually sit down and look at it.
But I would wait until the Charter Review Committee picks which ones they would want us to focus on, because there are so many out there.
Well, deciding, I think that's a great idea. So let's go ahead and ask them at that point in time.
Okay. All right, very good.
All right. And with that, I think we concluded that item. Item A6 is our next item, and I don't believe we have any closed session for today.
No closed session to report today.
Okay. Moving on to item A7, adjournment. I would ask for a motion that the meeting be adjourned to the regularly scheduled meeting of September 22nd, 2015. If I can have a motion.
Motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
The motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Going back to, no, you need to turn that off.
And we